Hey creators, welcome to another episode of The Creator Project. I'm your host Jade Beeson, and in today's episode we're talking about a very hot topic, guys. We're talking about the TikTok ban. Now, I know I've spoken about the TikTok ban in the past, but as of late, the TikTok ban has become more of a reality. There is now a significant chance that TikTok will actually get banned in the US. So today's episode isn't about the politics of it all, because I'm sure you're probably sick of that kind of content. Instead, I want to talk about how this ban is going to impact all of us, not just US-based TikTokers, but Instagrammers, YouTubers, Pinteresters, Xers. The other platforms need to work on like how we refer to them, because it doesn't quite roll off the tongue like TikTokers and YouTubers does, or Instagrammers. But anyway, we're going to talk about how it's going to impact all of those different groups of people, whether they're based in the US or not. Because spoiler alert, if TikTok is banned in the US, it's going to impact every single one of us. All right, let's get to it. So one of the first things, and also I think the most pressing thing that's going to happen if TikTok does get banned in the US, is that there's going to be a huge YouTube and Instagram rush. So what I mean by this is there's going to be a huge amount of creators who are doing well on TikTok based in the US who will suddenly not be able to use that app unless they want to use like a VPN or anything like that. But for the majority, they're not going to be able to use the app anymore. So what are they going to do? They're going to look elsewhere. And whilst I know a few people are already doing this, and claps for you, there are a lot of creators who aren't doing this yet, and they're kind of sticking their head in the sand and just crossing their fingers that TikTok is going to remain. So if TikTok does get banned, those creators are going to turn to Instagram and turn to YouTube, among other platforms, and they're going to start to share content there. Now, why is this a problem, and why is this going to affect the rest of us? Well, the result of this is going to be a huge influx of content on YouTube and Instagram. So if you are currently already on YouTube and Instagram, or maybe they're even your main channels, you need to listen up, because not only will there be thousands of creators now suddenly putting all their energy into these other platforms, but there's also going to be a huge rush of content, because a lot of these creators will start to repurpose their old TikToks and use them as YouTube Shorts or Instagram Reels. In addition to that, people are going to be posting a lot more on Instagram and YouTube, simply because that's what a lot of people are used to over on TikTok. So not only will there be more creators on the platform, there'll be more repurposed content on the platform and more fresh content on the platform, because people will be posting like 3 to 5 times per day, because that is what they're used to on TikTok. To add fuel to this fire, there will be this sense of urgency there as well, because people will be looking to Instagram or YouTube, amongst other social media platforms, as their lifeline. People will be panicking ever so slightly, and that sense of urgency and that panic will be rubbing off on their strategy. They'll just be posting everything and anything, and a lot of it, because that's probably what's worked for them on TikTok in the past. But as we all know, TikTok is a different beast to YouTube and a different beast to Instagram. Just because that was working there doesn't mean it's going to work everywhere else. So what does this mean? And why is this potentially a bit of a problem? It means that all creators who will be active on Instagram and YouTube and other platforms during this time will potentially go through a period where they will struggle to get attention on their content, because there'll be so much other content flooding everyone's news feeds. Now, it is worth saying that along with this additional content, there might come an increase in the amount of attention on that app, because you can assume that a lot of people who used to use and watch TikTok a lot may potentially divert their attention to YouTube Shorts or to Instagram Reels, and therefore the two things may balance each other out. However, I'm willing to bet that it's going to take a little while for that to happen. I think there'll be a period of time, 3 months, maybe 6 months, where we will be in this situation where our content reach is a little bit lower than normal, our engagement is a little bit lower than normal, and we may struggle to kind of break through amongst all of the noise. The people who will struggle the least, though, are the ones who have already done the work to create a foundation and create an audience on Instagram and YouTube before TikTok gets banned. So if you are someone who hasn't quite managed to do that yet, or maybe it's on your to-do list, now is the time. Another thing that's going to happen as a result of the TikTok ban, and this one will definitely impact like creators and influencers who work with brands through brand partnerships, is that more money will potentially flood the marketplace. Let me break this down for you. By the end of 2024, influencer marketing is predicted to be worth $24 billion, right? Globally, $24 billion should be circulating the influencer marketplace. It doesn't mean that all of that money is necessarily being paid directly to influencers. It just means that $24 billion is being exchanged between different parties as a result of influencer marketing. By the way, my source for this and any other numbers that I share are going to be in the description. Now, if we dig into that number a little bit further, we'll actually realize that around 1.25 billion of that is specifically spent on TikTok influencers. So around $1.2 billion is being paid or exchanged as a result of TikTok influencer marketing within the last 12 months. What do we think is going to happen to that money if TikTok is banned in the US? Because remember, I'm talking about literal TikTok influence marketing in the US only. It's not like that money is just going to be like poof and disappear, right? I have spent a lot of time working on marketing budgets back in my corporate time. And I'll tell you right now that most marketing teams, if they've been given £500,000 to spend on TikTok influencers that year, they're not going to give that money back or give it to a different team. They're going to redirect that money. They're going to say, okay, we're going to keep this and we're going to put this towards YouTubers or Instagrammers or Pinteresters. Or they might take that money and put it towards paid social media marketing or similar marketing activities like that. This means that there's a good chance that if TikTok is banned in the US, a lot of teams might have some spare budget to now put towards Instagrammers, YouTubers, Pinteresters, Xers, etc., etc. Now, just like the previous point that I made, the people who are going to benefit the most from this are people who already have an audience established on Instagram and YouTube, because they're going to be the ones who are potentially going to receive more partnership deals as a result of TikTok being banned in the US. Guys, I'm interrupting my own podcast. I know how rude of me, but I just need to tell you about something. So you may not know this, but there are hundreds of creators who are currently growing their online audience. Yes, even on a social media platform like Instagram, they're earning hundreds, if not thousands of pounds per month through social media alone. And they are creating better content while spending less time on content creation. I know that sounds like that's not possible, but I'm here to tell you that it 100% is. And they're doing all of this with the help of The Collective. Now, The Creator Project Collective is our digital membership and mobile app, which is responsible for so many creators fast-tracking their journey. We're able to help creators do this by offering continuous support, whether it's bi-weekly coaching opportunities with guest experts, or simply giving creators the opportunity to get their burning questions answered. Creators are also getting access to an entire library of masterclasses, including deep dives into topics such as how to work with brands, how to diversify your income, or how to really grow on YouTube. All the way through to our quick bites, which are mini lessons where we answer your questions in 5 minutes or less. We're also helping creators grow, and we're doing this by giving them the opportunity to collaborate with other content creators and also giving them promotional opportunities to help spread the word of their content as well. And speaking of collaborations, we also send weekly brand partnership opportunities directly to creators so they don't need to waste any time trying to figure out where their next brand partnership is going to come from. Honestly, there's so much more, but I know that you're keen to get back to the episode. So I recommend that you head to the link in the show notes, join the collective. It only takes a few minutes, and then you'll have every single thing that you need to grow an audience and earn an income. Thank me later. Let's move on to the next point, because this is kind of the flip side, right? I was just talking about how the TikTok ban can impact all influencers and creators, not just TikTokers. But of course, I can't do this video without talking about the impact that it's going to have on businesses as well. So whether you're a business who is in the situation that I just mentioned, where you have all this money that you're dedicating towards TikTok influencers, and suddenly you're going to be figuring out where that money is going to go, or whether you're a smaller business and maybe you actually use TikTok as your primary marketing channel, because it's incredible at helping you reach a huge amount of people. It's actually far better than any other social media platform when it comes to your potential reach, especially if you're starting off as a small brand with no followers. This is going to impact those group of business owners more than pretty much any other group of business owners. They are suddenly going to be in a situation where they no longer have their core marketing channel, and they will look elsewhere in order to be able to reach the same amount of people for a similar price. What a lot of people may end up doing is falling into the trap of paying for advertising on a platform like Facebook or Instagram. The reason why I say this is a trap is because this only works when you really know what you're doing. People often refer to Facebook ads or Instagram ads as a pay-to-play marketing channel, which basically means that in order for you to really see results from this type of marketing, you need to invest a lot of money into it. I don't want to dive into this too much because this is not a Facebook ads tutorial, but essentially, in order for Facebook and Instagram ads to run effectively, they need a lot of data to ensure that they're sharing those ads with the right people. The way in which they get that data is by you running ads. So the more ads you run and the more money you spend to run ads, the more data Facebook and Instagram have, and therefore the more effective your ads become. Which means some brands do not get any results from their advertising efforts until they've spent £5,000, £10,000, £100,000 on their ads. And don't get me wrong, once they've got to that point, oh my God, their ROI is incredible and they've unlocked this incredible marketing machine. But I do know that for a lot of businesses and brands, getting to that point isn't going to be feasible. So instead, they're going to turn to influencers and creators who already have a presence on these other platforms, and they're going to redirect their efforts to trying to build an audience on these other platforms too. So what do we need to do to prepare for all of this, right? As I said, said at the start, did I say this at the start? I can't remember. If I didn't, then apologies. But there is a chance that TikTok may not get banned. There's a chance that they might sell off the US arm to the US. And there's a chance that maybe the ban just won't go through. But there's also a big chance that it will. So what should we do just in case that does happen? One of the things that you can do to prepare is to consider diversifying your social media channels, but doing it in the right way. So I'm referring to starting a new social media channel, whether it's YouTube or Instagram or Pinterest or whatever, but making sure you're doing it with considered effort. So you're picking the channel that you actually feel the most inclined to create content on. And instead of just flooding that channel with content, you're learning about that channel. You're understanding how it works, you're consuming a lot of content on that channel so that you can get to a place where you're using that social media channel effectively. Another thing that I recommend you do is you start to make moves to own your audience. And when I say own your audience, what I mean is that you have the ability to contact your audience off of TikTok. Now, one of the best ways for you to do this is to create an email list. It's literally just a list of emails for your audience. And when you use something like an ESP, which is an email service provider, the one that I currently use is ConvertKit. I will link to it below. But when you use something like ConvertKit, you're able to email your audience at mass. So you can email hundreds, thousands of people in one go and share your thoughts, your musings, your recommendations with them through email. This is incredibly powerful, especially when we're going through a turbulent time like the one that we currently are, because if TikTok were to suddenly get banned, you would have a way to communicate with your most supportive followers. And that will allow you to launch a different social media site or even just to stay in touch with them until you get up and running with your plan B. The third and final thing that you can consider doing is to work to reinforce your branding. Now, if you're big on TikTok, now is the time to really reinforce your brand. You need your audience to know who you are, and you need to train them to recognize you if you pop up on another social media platform. Now, the thing is with TikTok is when your audience are on TikTok, they may have seen your video and they may have loved it, but they probably also saw 50 other videos within that setting that they also loved. What that means is that their ability to recall you, your name, and all that other good stuff is nil pois. Is that the right way? Is that like French for zero? Where did I get that from? Well, how does my brain work? Their ability to recall your name is like zero. They actually don't really know you. And that's why building a community on TikTok can sometimes be really challenging for a lot of creators. So this is what we want to avoid, because if you lose your TikTok tomorrow, we need to make sure that when you pop up on Instagram, the same people who loved your TikTok content are going to recognize you, follow you, and engage with you over there. So a few different ways that you can reinforce your branding, whether it's making a point to hook your audience in and then clearly state your name and who you are. I'm sure you've seen different TikToks what do this in the past. Or maybe you want to use visual cues. Maybe you always wear the same color. Maybe you always do your hair like I do with my headband. Maybe you always film in the same backdrop like I do. All of these things are adding to your brand and providing visual cues for your audience to remember you by. These things are going to help you when you need to build an audience on a different platform if TikTok does get banned. All right, I want to know what you guys think about all of this, not just the TikTok ban, but also how you feel like it's going to impact you, whether you're on TikTok or not. Thank you so much for watching. As always, can't wait to see you in my next video. You've just listened to an episode of The Creator Project. We upload new episodes every single week. So if you've not hit that subscribe or follow button yet, then what are you doing? Be sure to hit subscribe or follow before you leave so that you don't miss out on our new content. If you feel like supporting our podcast, we would absolutely love it if you could leave us a review and share our podcast with someone else who might get value from it. Don't forget to hit us up on our socials. Links can be found in the show notes. Thanks again. We'll speak soon.